Cheers, everybody. We are back for another edition of Bourbon on a Budget. It is Monday night. We are live. We're excited to be with you guys. TJ Pittenger, Brendan Sinone, Ben Cock. How are you gentlemen doing tonight?
Better than Ben is.
Ben's having a rough go at it. But,
yeah, he's always talking while he's on
mute. I'm doing
Ben,
great.
Get it together. Oh, man.
Living the dream.
That man's struggling. Let him live. Let him live.
All right. You know what? Yeah, no judgment.
Yeah, let them find out later what's going on.
Yeah, so, don't judge me.
Speaking of judging, this morning I tweeted out, Ben, I just want to get your take on this because, you know, sports thing. So, figure you're the expert. Today I tweeted out, good morning to everyone whose MLB team is undefeated, which the Rays are the only team in the MLB right now that's undefeated. The only team that made it through opening weekend undefeated. They're down 8-0 in the second inning right now. Do you think it was my fault? Like, do you think I absolutely jinxed the heck out of them, or what are your thoughts there?
Yeah.
I think my fault. Did. Okay. Just wondering. Yeah. I didn't know if, I knew you were a big sports guy, so I didn't know if you were like a coincidence guy, not a coincidence guy.
We're off to another fantastic start.
Speaking of judging, the Supreme Court just confirmed a new justice, so.
I'll tell you there you go. Ben, Brendan will get upset. All right. Next up on our agenda.
Brendan, stop being so.
Thank God there's someone here to censor us because TJ's judgment is awful.
Yeah.
TJ, I like being employed. I don't need to get fired because of some dumb shit you said. Let it be something I said.
Yeah, I mean, probably will be one day. So, anyway. All right. We are here. What are we doing, boys? We're talking about something that we didn't have our hands on last week, but we have our hands on this week.
Oh, I'm rubbing my hands all over this.
Mm.
Look at Ben showing his bottle like nobody's business.
Whoa, Ben's gotten into it.
This is the first time you'll see me show a bottle.
You can see Ben's face in the bottle. That's so cool.
I love Ben's face.
Your face was reflected in the bottle. So for the people listening at home who can't see it, we are holding up Blue Note Juke Joint Whiskey. Store picks by
us.
Bourbon on a budget. Yes. We
in partnership with Gasper's Liquor Shop. Thank you to the good folks, Jimmy and Brad and those guys out there for doing this pick with us. But
for sure.
This is a okay. So when we first started the podcast, somebody was like, oh, with your podcast, you should do like a store picker. I was like, we're just not big enough. Like, we could never do that yet, you know. And about a year in. We were able to get this done. We actually tasted the store pick. Like, we had it all kind of in motion before we even got to a year in, which was really cool. Like, I don't mean to, like, I try not to, you know,
brag,
give ourselves so much applause, but I'm really proud of us. Like, that's really a cool thing to be able to get to do this. Like, we've, you know, Brendan's in the media and he's been able to do some really cool things like with that. Like, I think I've been able to kind of do a couple of neat things over the last year or so, which is awesome. But yeah, and Ben's a loser.
Ben but has honestly, a son. That's a big achievement.
Oh, Ben went raw one night. Wow. Very impressive. Congrats, Ben. Way
remember
to go.
What I said about TJ's judgment?
I mean, it is congrats.
Married for 10 years. That's pretty good.
Great day.
Best 3 minutes of his life.
Yeah.
Three. Come on. But anyway.
Well, 30.
Seconds.
More like 3,000.
Milliseconds. So anyway, no, really cool to be able to do this. Appreciate Jimmy and them for even thinking of us and letting us do this, but a really cool process from start to finish. If you haven't heard it, like, go back and listen to pause this. If you're watching it live, maybe stay. But if you're listening back to this, go back and listen to last Tuesday's episode. Monday night is when we did it live. We talked about the Blue Note store pick process. We showed a video of us tasting the different ones and doing some different things. Really, really cool. This episode will make sense, but it'll make more sense if you go back and listen to that first. Again, if you're watching live with us, just kind of keep hanging out. I'm going to pass it to Ben real quick. I want him to talk about it, but this is available at Gasper's. There's not many left, right? We got rid of quite a few cases ourselves. Other people were in there and got some. So available at Gasper's liquor shop there in Tampa, right on the edge of Temple Terrace. For $39.99. If you go during the day, the $5 thing, Athletics just scored another run. Now it's 9-0. The $5 off discount works. sounds like the night crew, Jimmy hasn't quite told them about that. So don't go during the night. Yeah. Like they said, somebody, somebody came in to tell us that. And we were like, nah. And I was like, yeah, no. Jimmy really said that. So go during the day to get that discount.
Real quick. So Ben's going to talk about, I'm going to open this up. I haven't opened it yet. I was waiting for this. So, but it may take me a minute because I cut my fingernails today. And that's
okay. I'll just.
Jeez. Whoa. Thanks, Brendan. Thanks for the commentary.
Hey guys, am I on the big screen by myself?
Show your bottle.
Future you spoiler, won't. You'll get it. Here we go.
I remember my first time opening a bottle.
Wait. oh no, it's stuck.
This is a great radio.
I'm it's taking more off the plastic. Got the pressure.
Oh, that's a great cork pop. Oh, that was Ben.
It wasn't even Brendan. Wait.
Brendan's not even close.
Yeah.
America.
I opened it.
America. All right, Brendan, what do you think?
I mean, smelling out of the bottle, it's nice and honeyed. Hey, so we're going to review this. Do we want to talk about like the process at all or what we liked about it? See like if that reflected over to the, or do we just want to get into it?
Review.
Okay.
Straight review. Ben. Yes.
Yes.
Do you have anything you'd like to say about this on the review?
What?
What are you talking
about? Do you have anything you'd like to say before we review it?
No. I'm ready to review it. I'm ready. I've been drinking it all night. I've been sipping.
I can tell you've been all over it, honestly.
All right. I got something I'll say real quick. I thought we did a really good job picking this out. Humble brag. I haven't smelled it since we bottled it. I haven't tasted it yet. But what we liked about this is we had 5 different selections. We've talked a little bit about the selection process already. But I think we all kind of came together. We were doing it blind. And we all had about like 3 that we narrowed it down to. We all wrote it down what we thought our favorite was. And it all happened to be, what was it, number 4 that we picked? TJ, does that sound right?
Because there were 4 out of the lineup. No, Ben's
right. I know. And I know to me what I liked about it. It was just super like creamy and honey-ish. It smelled like creamed coffee, like it, or coffee with like heavy like sugar and creamer in it. It was just really, really pretty and pleasant. And again, Ben loves Blue Note because of the value proposition there. This is 119 proof for a $40 store pick. Like
$39.99.
Sorry. Yeah. So all right, let's get into it here.
Yeah. I also thought the other was too close to this. That were very like this was kind of like right down home plate, and a couple of the other ones were very, very low after that.
There's no like right at Gaspar's. You see the store picks all the time, like he gravitated towards, I think it was bourbon,
true to form,
a really good bourbon and get on base. Basically, this is us.
Stuff I'm like, we could drink 6 bottles ourselves.
Well, it's good because we all have 6 bottles ourselves.
Shout out the Full Case Club.
Yeah, I'm digging this nose though. I think we did it's gonna be hard to be objective. Say? I'm digging.
I'm telling you, man. I drank this tonight, and it's like it's a hitter.
This is really
a hitter.
It's gonna be hard to be objective here, but this is
like creme brulee, honey.
Honey, yes.
Yeah, definitely
honey
creamy.
Honeysuckle. There's almost like a little floral to it too. Like, this is nice, guys. Yeah. Wow.
Like
we did so good.
It's too young to get a bunch of oak in it. But the sweetness comes from like you said, honey. So much honey.
Gobs
of cream.
Caramel cream. Oh. Yeah, man, this is good. I like the creme brulee. There's a little toastiness to it. Not a ton, but that is present.
I like it a lot.
Wow.
Yeah, I haven't heard the story. These are the Survivor barrels.
Survivor.
Which the story behind that is really cool. For the story, we go live to Ben.
Jeff Probst wanted to host a show called Survivor.
Oh.
Where is this going? Joe's not going to like that. I can tell Joe's going to say, you guys really went off the wheels this episode. I can hear that text coming already.
No, come on.
You
guys
really went off the wheels.
The story goes. Or
rails, whatever it's called.
The story goes that the Rick house that these barrels were stored in collapsed during the earthquake of 1845. They sat in the sun aging. I would say aging expeditedly, more quickly than in the regular Rick House. And so these barrels were picked. They survived the hurricane. and are now single barrel picks for Blue Note. So
they're survivors.
What's cool about that is like, as they're all like, as they collapse in the rickhouse and they are exposed to the elements and the weather, that means extreme climate change, like between like day to day or whatever, like at nighttime, it gets really cold. Like it's not a controlled environment. Mm-hmm. And because those like barrels were somewhere like left on top and like, you know, at, by the sun, somewhere like underneath a bunch of rubble and whatnot, they all are going to the, that's what we got with that single barrel. They were all pretty different and distinct. And that's largely because like there is some actual like anecdotal, like, well, not even anecdotal, like some science to this anecdote, right? Is there is actual reasons why this all tastes different and why they age fast.
Yeah. And I love what you guys are, I hate when people are cliche, but picking up what you guys are putting down, certainly on the creaminess, now that we are kind of like trying again after trying it, what, month and a half ago, two months ago yesterday. Really, really creamy, but there's also a good amount of heft. I don't know that it drinks like 119. I think it drinks closer. I was talking with Ben about this Monday. We had it during the national championship, so a week ago.
108.
I think it was like close to 110, like was kind of what I kind of pegged this at. Yep. It's not super low, because again, it's not super old, so it's not going to like take off all those harsh edges. Well, I think it drinks like 110, like 110 or so.
110.
Really definitely good. 110.
I think one thing that's interesting here is you think back to how Tommy talks about the drinking experience. And I think all of the heat to me comes front of palate, but on the finish, there's not that like really heavy burn that you get from some of the higher proof bottles. And so, like I said, if you can just fight the front, it finishes really not smooth, but easy.
Yeah, I think it's really nice. I think what do you get on the taste? Let's talk a little bit more about the taste. That was directed at Brendan. I guess I didn't toss that to anybody specifically.
No, you guys just threw it out there. And Ben had just tasted it. So I am, man, first off, I am loving the nose. Like I am spending a lot of time on the nose. The taste on first taste, so it does drink a little hot. Like Ben said, once you get acclimated to it, you can start picking up a lot of it. Like, this is really oily and dense. I get a ton of caramel on the nose or on the palate. So that's like the first thing, is just a lot of classic, that creamy caramel note that we got on the nose. I am picking up a ton of on the palate, and it's very traditional bourbon in that sense, and really strong and easy in that sense.
I get like a salted caramel, you know. Like my palate, if like you get things that are like heavily salted, comes off kind of like sharp or spicy, you know, this could be like a salted caramel bomb.
I could see that. I can see that salt. And I think that it's kind of in line almost with so Brendan was talking about the floral, which kind of gives me like, you know, you get some of that from the rye spice that might be into something, and salt would kind of have that same in the spice realm category. Now I know salt is not a specific, you know, like we don't really consider that as our
spice rack,
as our spice thing, but I think that's kind of some of the same lane that you guys are in. I think you're just interpreting it differently. You know, your floral, rye, salty, kind of a spice characteristic there.
Just like that. Very, very standard.
Different.
A lot of honey, again, now that it's kind of opened up, I'm getting used to getting on the taste. Honey. So it's going to score well for cohesiveness on this, isn't it?
I think so. To me, the younger kind of like honey and cream notes are there throughout most of this experience.
So, Ben, you mentioned the salted caramel, and now I'm getting the creaminess and like the honey sweet, almost like a salted caramel like milkshake or something, if you want to get just like that, because it's so sweet. I love how sweet this is, but the proof gives it this complexity and the spice.
Yes.
It's a really well balanced. I mean, at $40 and 3 years old, like the balance of the complexity along with the cohesiveness, this is really, really, really solid. Guys, I'm so proud of us.
Yeah, you get a surprising amount of sweetness with how kind of like young it is. You're missing a lot of like those darker notes, like a marshmallow or a lot of char. I just don't think there's enough time for it to absorb all that. And so all of the sweet notes are coming from those honey profiles and the creamy profiles. So that's it's nice. It's nice that you're not fighting a lot of like sourness in these.
The only place where I'm getting with the younger
bourbon, with the younger product.
Yeah, there's no shininess or brittleness on the palate at all. The only place where I'm getting like a little sour is on the finish, and even then, it's not like overwhelming. I think that's the one area to me. Like, I think everything else is great. I think the finish to me is kind of it's where the youth shows up, and it was pretty remarkable. That's the only place in this process where I can tell it's a little bit.
It certainly doesn't sit heavy. You know, it's not. It doesn't finish heavy. It's definitely younger, so kind of a goes away.
And the one I will say is I know that we don't typically consider value at all points during a review.
Well, some of us.
But this is a special review, and so I think I'm okay doing this. The fact that you're getting all of this for $39.99, that's a good deal. These are the best – there's a reason these don't last long. This is the best deal for store picks that you can get. Yep. Under $50 for this is insane.
Yeah.
Yep. Oh, you guys want to rate it?
Yeah, I was going to say this drink's closer to a $60 bottle, I think is – yeah. Yep. Yep, let's start rating it. We're going to be totally objective and unbiased here in our rating. Mm-hmm.
Give me a 2.5 out of 2 for the nose.
Yeah.
I think a 10. A 10.
Our first ever 15. Yeah, this is an 8. This will be on the big board if it's the last thing I do. 2 points for the nose, 4 points for the taste, 1 point for the finish, 1 point for cohesiveness and complexity, and then 2 points for value. 2 points on the nose. Ben, start us off.
175.
Good.
America.
How'd you come up with a 175?
Out of 2. I'm a homer.
So I was between a 1.5 and a 1.75. And I said, I won't go 1.75 unless someone else does before. I don't want to be accused of being a homer. Because Ben did, I guess I got
to
go 1.75.
Welcome to my life.
It is a super friendly, rich, pleasant nose, bordering on elite. It's between very good and elite. It's an awesome nose. It's really pretty. That's probably the best part of this.
Yeah. The honey and creaminess that's on the front end of the nose, it's not super aggressive, but somebody mentioned honeysuckle earlier. I stopped by Busy Bee on the way home and got those little honey straws for my kids. Freaking amazing. I got my wife with little honey lollipops. Honeysuckle is all I can get in my mind right now. Nose is very good. 175 me. Make it a 175 sweet. Almost, I'm trying to give things a 2. Have we ever given a 2 out in nose? Like, I feel like that's really hard to say it's perfect.
Maybe on like one of the toasts, something that was toasted, like a 1910 or something like that. I'll go back and I'm looking.
I'm looking right now as we're talking. Okay, as I'm looking, I've gotten 1.75 a couple of times. 175 for Sazerac. Nobody's ever given a 2 here. That's insane.
Wow. Okay.
175 on Sazerac Rye?
Yeah.
Yeah, TJ really gassed that up.
That really is.
No, we all did.
I gave 175?
Michter's Barrel Strength Rye?
Oh, yeah. Okay. That seems reasonable.
Sazerac. So, yeah. Elijah Craig Toasted Barrel, we all did 175. Yeah,
this is also just getting an extra, 0.25 because...
Because it's our pick.
It's our pick.
All right. Out of 4 on the taste, who wants to go with a 375?
No, I'll go.
This is 4.25.
I'll go with the. I'm between a 2.75 or a 3. Someone help me decide here.
I'll go 3.
I'm a 2.75.
Ah, you guys.
So we're 2.75 here. I think it's really, really good.
I'll round down.
Put me down for a 3.
Oh.
Put it this way.
What?
Okay, I'm going 3.
Where do you get? Okay, so here's why. Yeah, the argument for. Do you want it? Do you want me to take it?
Yeah, I'll give you why I'm a 3.
Okay, go ahead and I'll give you why I'm a 3.
Okay,
I'm a 10.
The reason why I'm a 3 is because if I'm choosing between 2.75 and 3, if I have 6 bottles in my collection, and I'm thinking I'm not terrified of drinking all of it, then that's a 3. Like if I'm not thinking to myself, man, I got to figure out a way to get through all of these bottles, because I'm gonna be like, no, I'm enjoying all of that at $40. So to me, 3.
Yeah, I think when you consider how much depth there is to it for a younger product and get it kind of like how we moved Buffalo Trace on in several rounds, it speaks to me. Like it's very sweet. There's a good amount of like Ben likes where it fights you. I think it's above average enough for me to give it a 3. But it doesn't. It does drink a little lower. I think it drinks around 110 as opposed to 119. That's kind of more in my sweet spot. I think if it drank hotter at around 120, I'd probably be at like a 2.5 or a 2.75. Yeah. But because it drinks lighter, hits the flavors I like, I think 3 is fair.
Mm-hmm.
I'll lie to myself. I don't care.
I'll stick with a 2.75. Like I rounded up last time. I'll round down here. It is well above average taste. It's not soup. There's like 4 or 5 things, so it's above average complexity that it does really well. But I'm having a hard time pushing it up to 3 and above. But it is really nice.
Okay, I'm with that. All right, on the finish, we'll make Brendan go here so we can't just tailgate off of our picks.
Brendan.
I'll go with a 0.5 on the finish. I think it's a fine finish. I don't love it. It's probably the most underwhelming part of what is a really damn solid bottle. I'll go with a 0.5 on it.
Ben.
I agree. That logic is sound.
Thank you.
Yeah.
The rye spice shows up the most. It kind of like catches you off guard a little bit. It's a little spice.
Yeah, for something this high of proof, you'd think the finish lasted a little bit longer. I do like the rye spice that comes in on it, like that you're talking about. But it's just, it falls a little flat on the finish. So let's back up some. We got some time. If you're thinking about it, when you're doing a tasting of like 5 different things and you're going back and forth, boom, 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 all over tasting, finish is what you would probably neglect the most because you're just kind of off to the next taste, right? You don't want your tasting to take 64 hours, right? And so I think that now, not that anything maybe had a better finish than this. And I'm typically going to try and, what I think I leaned toward the most was trying to get the taste right. Right. When we were doing this pick, nose was important. Finish was important, but I think taste and drinkability is where I wanted.
It's almost like the rating system reflects what you just said. 4 points for taste, 2 points for nose, only 1 for finish.
Right. Which I think is, we were high formula on everything. Great formula. I got no problems with that. Just think genius. We're saying like, there's a reason we probably paid a little less attention to the finish. And it's because when you're tasting 6 things at a time,
and at a certain point too, like we usually don't factor in price all throughout, but like a $40 bottle, like you are going to lose something somewhere. And it's not going to be possible to be like amazing at everything when there's a certain limitation to it, but
sure.
It's not a bad finish. It's not underwhelming. It's just everything else is really good. This is just, it's fine. Fine finish.
So 0.5 all across the board, you get 1 point for cohesiveness and complexity. Where are you guys at with this one?
I'm going to give it a 1. I think it hits both at a pretty high level. I think it's super cohesive. And, the nose is really complex. The taste is fairly complex. Like I said, there's 4 or 5 things that's doing well. So it's not elite on the taste, but I think the nose, there's enough going on there and enjoyable enough to where I'll give some complexity. And then you get that spice at the end too. It's a little change up. I like it.
Yeah, I think it is both cohesive and complex. I don't think it's the most cohesive thing I ever had. I think it's the most complex, but it definitely checks both boxes. And so give it a full 1 for me too. Ben?
0.75.
I knew it. I knew you just didn't do it.
Full 1 is TJ's nickname.
Hey, but guys, we're pretty on par with this. We all ended up, Ben and Brendan with a 6 and me with a 6.25. So we all ended like essentially the same, like a quarter point off here. Value, again, it's a $40 bottle.
Not to a max.
Yeah, it's not it's easy enough to find. I'll say it like that. Like everyone in Tampa just got these picks in. Lucan's got them. Lucan's had them before.
You're talking about the Blue Note uncut, like just
uncut,
the...
right?
Okay. Yeah,
everyone's gotten them fairly recently here in town. Brendan, I don't know if you guys have seen any up there or not, but
in Georgia, they have. Yeah.
Jason was telling me that they just sit on the shelves up there, and people don't kind of go crazy for them. So really? I think it's fairly accessible to find. I don't think it's just. It's not an allocated product by any means, even though it is a store pick and you, unless you live in Tampa or unless you know us,
they will run out of Survivor barrels at some point though.
Correct. You know, but right now
this barrel program is going to go away in its current iteration.
And this, I mean, well documented on the show that Ben turned us on to the Blue Note.
Yes.
Uncut.
Ben always turns us
and
on.
And just turned us on in general.
In general, yeah.
And as soon as I said it, we're going to go.
Good point.
Very mature guys. Okay. 1 inch. Or what's his nickname? Full one? What's his
full
name?
One. Full one. Full 1 inch.
Yeah. Full 1 incher. TJ Bittinger there. Thank you. But we are like reviewing this specific barrel, bottling of this barrel, which you can only find at gas bars. And it's going to only have this little bourbon on a budget label. It's very, very rare. But I think we should review it or as we factor in value, like all the uncut, unfiltered Blue Notes, right?
Sure. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Sure. Did that make sense?
Yeah. Whatever you need to do to justify it in your head.
Okay. That's good.
What'd you give it?
What's the value?
Yeah, Brent just walked on this, you know, hour long exposition about.
Well, I didn't hear it. I was like, two.
I'll do a two. I think it's extraordinary value. It is. I mean, for $40, the price you're paid for this at the proof, the story behind it, you get our nice little label on it as well. But just in general, I have had a Blue Note prior to this as well. I have another bottle in my collection. It is really, really great value. So this is a full two for me, which is my nickname.
Okay, good. I was convinced Brandon was going to give it less than a two, and I would have been like, you're an idiot.
Yeah I got a two as well for everything Brandon
said. This is the highest value bottle we've ever seen in our entire lives. This is top notch.
It's hard to not the consider best how much
it's going to be.
The proof is super high. Availability is not that bad. You know, I think it's a really good – I don't know how you don't give it a two.
Like, even if it's homers? Not ours. Like, we want you to support us and support gas bars.
We're homers, yes.
If you have a chance –
we would have absolutely rated the last Blue Note pick this, too.
Maybe a little less. But still, this is – we're talking about – TJ, you give him the final score, but we're talking about someone that's going to be pushing an eight regardless if our name's on it or not. But because our name is on it.
Yeah, it's extra.
Eight for Ben, an eight for Brendan, and an 8.25 for me.
Big board.
8.08. So a good start. 8.1.
That's
the
best. That's the goat. This is the goat of bourbons right here.
The goat of
budget bourbons. Bourbon on a budget is our show. On a budget. And this is a hat tip to you guys for creating the relationship with gas bars and putting a lot of work there. Ben for turning us on.
In so many ways.
To as Blue Maui Note says, and the Juke Joint Whiskey line. The folks of Blue Note as well for like taking their time to kind of explain the process to us. That was a lot of fun. This has been a blast, and we had a really cool product to show for it.
This is a bottle that we each got a case, but I am really excited to be able to give this to friends and family. Mm-hmm. Like,
would you say it would impress?
I don't know. I think what would impress them is the sticker on the side of it. That's what I think would impress them. When I say like, hey, this is my
People that would come over to your house, like for example, your guests at your house.
No, like my cleaning lady.
Impress them.
Like that's what I want her to drink on the job.
Right.
Cleaning lady.
And guests. I don't think it would impress them.
No.
I feel like it would.
Not really.
It would.
Not really an impressive thing.
I mean, it'd impress the guests at your house. So.
No. They'd be impressless.
Well.
What's happening?
Would this impress people?
Yes. Buyer's I would syndrome. Impress upon them the importance of this bottle.
I would impress. Never mind. all right. Coming up on Thursday, we're reviewing something else, but we don't know what yet. Wait. Before that, have you guys pursued or purchased anything?
No.
Yeah, I purchased six bottles of Blue Note.
I
pursued the crap out of that thing.
Yeah, I told my wife, like, I mean, I haven't bought anything. And I call my wife man sometimes, just casually, you know, just hanging around, just two besties. Chat.
You call her what?
Man, because that's how I started this story.
It's 2022. Hey, man. So.
Hey, call your wife man.
Hey, man.
You do whatever you want, I guess.
Hey, man.
Yeah.
My house, my rules. I guess. Anyways, I said, hey, babe, I haven't bought any bourbon in about a month and a half, saving some money. And then, you know, just bought a case of Blue Note. What are you going to do?
Yeah, what are you going to do, man?
It's a good question.
Does Ben not look like Roy Scheider with those glasses?
I don't know. You keep saying that, Roy.
I don't know who Roy Scheider is.
From Jaws? Is that his name?
Oh, yeah. He does kind of look like him.
Right? Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
Hello, Roy. Is he dashingly good looking?
He's all right.
He's pretty good looking.
He's good looking. Femme fatale.
He's like a 7.
I'll take it.
Yeah.
TJ, can you put that up on the screen?
Value
right
score.
Yeah, I can put that up real quick.
Hang on, I got the great image for it. What's his value? I mean, he's dead now, so he's going to lose a little bit. He'll lose a little bit there. Have you guys seen Jaws? Like, you don't know who Roy Scheider like?
I know who Jaws is. Met him twice.
What? And now Ben's going sexy librarian on us. Do it again.
Oh, they call me Roy.
Do all this stuff to be able to share the screen. It's ridiculous.
Yeah,
I have to quit to reopen it.
All right, it's not worth it. Just Google Roy Scheider Jaws, and it'll look like Ben.
Forrest, cut that out.
R.I.P.
Not really an R.I.P. Ducks on the pond.
I don't think you need to specify that Forrest wasn't dead.
Ducks on the pond. I mean, just in case
people asked. Okay, so
yes,
we will be back on what day? Thursday. What are we reviewing on Thursday?
Oh, baby. It's a secret. It's a secret bottle that no one's heard of.
Never had before.
That no one's had before. That I will introduce. I'll give you a preview. Give you a little preview. That's all you get. Boom. It's there and gone.
So we're reviewing the Costco Kirkland Signature Bourbon.
You don't know that yet.
Yeah, I know it now.
We'll know it soon enough, Ben.
You never...
Jesus. Ben absolutely, in the taping of this...
I bangled it.
He absolutely just held the thing up, and that was that. So
we often joke that Ben doesn't understand the assignment, and I feel like this was as perfect an example as you could possibly get of Ben just
I understood it. I just won the assignment so good that I knew you guys needed to know the bottle before.
Go drink some more Blue Note, you lush.
Dang it.
Blue Note, right. I hardly know her.
Blue Note. I hardly know Note.
That was really terrible.
No-y.
We will be back on Thursday to review Ben's
Sean Firm will. We will.
Oh, no E on that joke. Elliot, we'll be back on Thursday. Follow us on social media. It's Bourbon on a Budget everywhere.
Until... I barely belly it.
Gosh, that's terrible. Until next time, cheers.
Decadence.
I barely know.
Decadence.
You didn't see it.
Everyone saw it.